This is Galesburg's Evening News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
In fact, Ken, I think they should bring that back. It's 5:16 on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Any chance? It also came up when I was hosting Galesburg Live on Saturday. My unnecessarily extensive knowledge of game shows. And it just came up again during the break. But that's neither here nor there, because we want to talk about a new business coming to town once again. It's a good thing, even though sometimes I say that and I don't think people really believe me. But this is one that I had heard of before but hasn't made its way this far north yet. It's called Lenny's Grill and Subs, and some local folks are going to be owning the restaurant there. And we'll talk a little bit more about that with Ken Springer, the president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Will.
By the way, I should just say, because it's on my mind and I need to clear it, Ken and I are both of a certain age. We remember when you had to buy prizes with the money you won on Wheel of Fortune.
But, the prize gallery, man.
Yeah, exactly. And then they had different ones themed with different things throughout the whole show. But all right, enough about me. And of course, since I mentioned Wheel of Fortune, I'm obligated to mention, as a graduate of Columbia College Chicago, that Pat Sajak and I went to the same college. Not at the same time, however. All right, enough about me. Glad to have you here, Ken. First of all, for those who may have not heard it in our newscast yet today, tell me what this is and how this kind of came about real quickly.
Yeah, well, KCAP is super happy to have gotten a chance to work on this project. The Lenny's Grill and Subs is going to be coming to Galesburg. It's a local couple that will be owning the franchise, and they're going to be utilizing the former Burger King building near the intersection of Henderson Street and Fremont. So we're really excited. Kyle Kelly from my staff was the project lead on this one, and he was working with the project for almost a year. But we're really excited. It's a vacant building that's going to be revitalized. It's a brand new food offering for the community, and we're excited because this is actually the first Lenny's Grill and Subs location in Illinois. They're kind of a southeastern United States eatery chain, and this is the first one in Illinois.
I wanted to ask you about that sort of thing in particular, but first, while I'm thinking of it, the idea of this former Burger King building, I think it was a title loan place at one point or another, are we seeing it? Well, I guess it doesn't strike me that a lot of businesses these days are really kind of looking for those buildings that need to be remodeled and rebuilt kind of to locate in. Are we seeing that a lot, or are we seeing more like the new next door neighbor Culver's that will want to build new these days when they're looking to locate somewhere?
Well, I think the advantage of the existing Burger King site, I mean, it's already configured for essentially what the new ownership or the new business wants to do. So I think that actually was more desirable than building fresh. With Culver's, you know, Culver's has a very unique look and kind of a unique layout to their restaurants. And so for them, building fresh made more sense.
Here you go. This this particular chain I had heard of before, but I didn't realize that it was only located in the south or maybe the southeastern portion of the U.S. Are we seeing that more of a type of a thing where some of these maybe regional type chains are looking to branch out, I guess, in farther geographic locations, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that's generally the trend with chains, is they'll start real heavy in one region and really saturate that region. And then as the brand grows, they'll find franchisees that want to take new territory. And usually that's how a franchise will organically spread. Now, I mean, Lenny's is pretty aggressive. They've already got 100 locations set up. Their goal is to actually get to 200 locations within the next 5 years, which is really, really rapid growth for a franchise.
Yeah, you know, it seems to me like it's maybe an easier sort of a thing for like a McDonald's or a Subway or something to do, but maybe not one that's as well known as this to be able to branch out and do so as quickly as they want to.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the attraction of franchising in general. I mean, at every franchise owner in the United States is just they're entrepreneurs. I mean, this is just folks wanting to put their capital in play and start a business in order to provide a product or a service for the community, and that's always a good thing. A franchise just kind of gives you a model to follow and an established menu, you know, an established a way of doing business. And so to me, this is every bit as much of an entrepreneurship deal as it is bringing a new business into town.
And talk about that sort of importance of bringing a new business to town, because as I've probably said time and again, and as I expected, some of the reaction, at least when we first reported this earlier today, was, oh gee, Galesburg has another restaurant. Galesburg doesn't need another restaurant. But you know, I tend to think of it as maybe every little bit helps, right?
It's a quality of life thing. I mean, look, I grew up in rural Southwest Michigan. I mean, we had to drive 10 minutes to get to the nearest place that had food, and that was a Subway. And I mean, that was a big deal. That was a big deal when my little town got a Subway. No, I mean, it's an option, and that's kind of like why we live in cities, right? We want to have options of where we can shop and where we can eat and different forms of entertainment. And so it's a good thing. I mean, more options is a good thing.
Yeah, I tend to think you're right, although on the other hand, I can kind of see where some people come from, because I've jokingly referred to Galesburg from time to time as the Ark in terms of food choices, because it seems like there's two of everything here, right? There's two McDonald's, two KFC, so on and so forth. So, you know, I guess difference is good, but it just seems... I worry that maybe we're getting a little saturated in terms of some of these things.
Well, look, the market will sort that out, right? I mean, that's the way these things work. You know, the market will have a way of finding equilibrium. I mean, personally, I think that Lenny's Grill and Subs is going to offer some kind of unique options. I mean, Philly cheesesteaks, I don't know a lot of places that do that around here. Yes, can markets get oversaturated? Sure, but markets are self-correcting, and we'll figure it out. I mean, we have a really cool food scene here in Galesburg, and I hope the folks that live in this community really appreciate that the percentage of locally owned businesses, particularly restaurants, it's kind of off the charts for Galesburg, and there's some really, really great options for dining out. And I think that, yeah, Galesburg kind of punches above our weight in terms of eatery options. And again, I think that's a good thing. I mean, that's trust me, go live in Vicksburg, Michigan, and grow up there, and then tell me about having too many food choices.
There you go. Tom, I know Meredith talked with Anthony Weiss, one of the owners, earlier today. He wasn't quite ready to go on the air with us, but told of a really good story. And I think that's, in terms of just business development and small business development, that's a particularly great story. He moved here to work for, obviously, our largest employer, but decided at some point he wanted to open up a business and wanted to stay here to do it.
It's an awesome story. And you know, to bring a new option to the market, local ownership, to take a vacant building off the market, which is one of these things that I'm really passionate about, because I think vacant buildings are kind of like a sin. nothing irks me more than seeing vacant real estate. So, no, I think it's just a great thing, and kudos to the Weiss family for doing this.
And we've certainly seen a lot in the broad sense in the last couple of years of some of those vacant buildings, especially on Henderson Street, right, be transformed into something new and exciting, like the old Walmart property, this Burger King property, and the little Verizon Wireless store that's opening up. And while it's great for, you know, Culver's to build new and want to locate there too, as you said, that's just got to be exciting that somebody actually wants to use an existing building.
Yeah, well, and the cool thing too is you know, development is reinforcing, self-reinforcing. So, you know, Culver's is hopefully going to drive traffic to that. The Culver's is going to drive traffic to Slumberland. Slumberland's going to drive traffic to Lenny's Grill and Subs. You know, basically all this development happening really reinforces each other. And it's funny that you bring that up about Henderson Street, because I distinctly remember doing this show about 2 years ago. The question was, well, all this development's happening on North Seminary Street. Well, what about Henderson Street? Now, in the last 2 years, you know, we've seen a lot of stuff happening, particularly around that Fremont-Henderson intersection.
Well, yeah, and because for maybe a good 10-year period of time since that Seminary Square Square
Seminary
property.
Square. Yeah,
oh,
you
my
got it.
Gosh. I'm almost ready to phone it in. for a good decade period of time, all the new businesses that came to town located there. So, you know, I guess you can kind of, it's nice to see a nice change of pace here in the last few years.
Absolutely. Well, and again, I've always been of the opinion that Galesburg can sustain two distinct retail corridors. You've got the North Seminary Street and you got Henderson Street. And then, you've got a nice downtown to balance that out. So, no, I think it's good. I think it's good to see the development be distributed. So, actually, you brought up earlier, if we've got another minute,
yeah.
You'd mentioned, how you questioned, what's the market look like for eating out in this community? So I'm going to take this opportunity to put Will Stevenson on the spot.
Oh,
all right,
God,
Will.
You're killing
me.
It's my show.
You're
always, I don't have to answer any questions.
You're always trying to get the hot takes out of me. I'm going to turn it around on you. All right, so in front of me.
I didn't give you a specific hot take, just for the record.
Can you guess what is the average amount of household spending in Galesburg on eating out per year?
Well, I can tell you in my case, it's probably a heck of a lot more than the average. Honestly, I don't, because I'm probably the exception rather than the rule, because I'm, I'm going to be, I jokingly say hopelessly single, but I think probably what I spend is probably a heck of a lot more than average. I can't imagine that maybe it's not as much as I would think it would be.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's a non-answer, but I'll let you get away with that one. No, the actual.
Because it's my show.
Because it's your show. the number that I pulled up was the average household in Galesburg spends about $2,278 eating out per year.
That's like a family of four type situation?
That's each household, yeah, if you average it out. So works
that's
out.
That's a lot of money.
It works out to be about like 50 bucks a week, which.
That's not bad.
That's not super bad, but yeah, $50 a week. If you do it every week throughout the year, you spend about $2,278.
I've probably spent that much in a week on eating out myself, but then again, I'm not a family of four anyway. But I think the point here is that's an important number in terms of how that helps our economy.
Yeah, especially when you look at. The importance of sales taxes, particularly to the city and local municipalities, most people think, oh, property taxes is where I'm really paying my tax bill. But actually, a lot of our community's budget is sustained by sales taxes. And so having more retailers, again, more options, maybe draw residents or draw people in who aren't residents to shop. All that goes to sales taxes.
Just for the record, the only reason I ask you to react to hot takes is because you're good at that. just so we're clear on that.
It's the radio equivalent of somebody throwing a wrench at you. So
hey,
any dodgeball fans out there?
It's live news. What are you going to want? In terms of timeline with this project, what are they looking at here?
Spring of 2019 is what the current estimate is.
So that's not far off here, then.
Not far. Another reason why it's good to reuse an existing building, because you get your project running up and running quicker.
Exactly. To wrap up here, for the people that will continually insist that we need more manufacturing and factory jobs and other things like that in town, are there any plans in the works, or you're talking to anybody like that?
If I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you. No, it's all top secret. No. We're always open to working with all kinds of entrepreneurs. If somebody is interested in starting a manufacturing business, we would love to work with you. So
you had the annual breakfast here in the last month, and then your first quarterly workshop here. I know those were well attended and got a lot of good information about. The ability to have some of those jobs come to the community.
Yeah, we did really good with our annual event. We had a nice ice storm the night before, but we still had excellent attendance. So kudos to the community for braving the elements to come and see our annual breakfast. And yeah, we launched this new quarterly series last month. We're going to do our next one in May, and it's all focused on economic data. So if you're interested in getting into all these cool numbers so that you can come on Will Stevenson's show and then quiz him on numbers, you can get the source material by coming to the next Our Economy Update. It's going to be on May 17th.
I joke that I majored in liberal arts, and really the only math I need to do on this program is to be able to tell time, and I haven't done a very good job of that this half hour. So, but I think the point I've been trying to make here is that, regardless of what it is and what kind of jobs it provides, it's a good thing when it wants to come to town here in Galesburg.
Amen.
All right. Ken Springer with the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Thanks so much, as always, for coming in. And thanks for reacting to the hot takes, which, by the way, was a term I wasn't even familiar with for a long, long time. But I appreciate you reminding me of it every now and then.
Well, thanks for having me on, Will. I appreciate it.